Well, I want to welcome you here today to the second Sunday in Advent. And I also want to welcome you to the second series in our message, The Heart of Christmas, which we have been exploring now since last week. We've been working at discovering what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. And we've looked at the themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. And those make up the beautiful message that Christ brings to each and every one of us through his birth and by God sending him to the earth. Last week, if you weren't here, we started out with the theme of hope. And hope is one of the four themes that is at the heart of Christmas. And we learned that it was through the prophetic word of the prophet Isaiah, who told us that a Savior would be born and that he would be born to a virgin named Mary and that they would name him Jesus or Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That God would be born as a human being, that he would come down into heaven and be part of our earth here. And this gives us confidence that we can place our hope in Jesus Christ because he fulfills his promises. He meets the prophetic word and makes it a reality in the coming of Christ in the New Testament. So today we look at another theme at the heart of our Christmas story. And of course, if you haven't picked it up already, the theme for today is peace. Over the years, Patty and I, as we have traveled, have made it a tradition to purchase a Christmas ornament somewhere when we're on vacation. And typically these vacations are in warmer days in the summertime, and so you're not always thinking about Christmas, but believe it or not, you can always find a Christmas ornament somewhere in your travels. We have been very blessed in our travels to obtain ornaments from Israel, from Walt Disney World, from Oak Island, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Sanibel Island, Florida. I love Sanibel Island. That's one of my favorite locations. Hawaii, where we went for our 25th wedding anniversary 5 years ago now, almost, yeah. And then most recently, we traveled to our denominational meeting in Puerto Rico. So we have ornaments on our tree from all these places. But one of my favorite ornaments is not necessarily one of those that we got, but an ornament on our tree which reads simply, "Peace on Earth." Peace on Earth. And it reminds me, as many of these ornaments do, about these seasons that we are all in. And this season of Advent, we're reminding us of hope, of peace, of joy, and love. And it reminds us of God's deep desire to restore in us a relationship that has been broken, a relationship that is in conflict, but with the opportunity through Jesus' birth to find peace and to be at peace in your heart and in your life. The Christmas story in the Bible begins with a very unlikely group of characters. A very unlikely group. And this very first announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem was given by a multitude of angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts. And it says that they were a group of shepherds. Now, in our culture, I guess we could throw maybe farmers in there, maybe would be something, you know, watching over their cattle and their livestock and taking care of them, but not in the same sense as all these thousands of years ago when these shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks and trying to keep them safe at night from predators that would come about. Let's listen to their story, found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Shepherds in the first century, we must understand, were people who lived on the fringes. They were not allowed to vote. They were not allowed to testify in court. They were the lowest of the low in society. They were stinky, which is one of my grandson's favorite words, stinky. They were filthy. They were untrustworthy people. And they lived on months away as they traveled countryside and taking care of their flocks. Can you imagine and put yourself in the time of when these scriptures first became available in printed form? And reading the story that I just read and thinking to yourselves, shepherds? Really? This angel appeared to shepherds and announced the birth of God incarnate to a bunch of stinky, dirty, untrustworthy shepherds? But that is the story. They lived out on the road, out on the hills for months, and it was shocking. But God entrusted this greatest of all messages to this group of shepherds who ran to see the things. And it says they were found just as they were told. What I can learn from this is that God's message of peace is for all of us. If God can send down an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts and appear to these lowest of low shepherds, surely then you and I can understand that God's message of hope, peace, joy, and love is for all of us, every single one of us, not just the few. In one survey, nearly one-third of people say in the Christmas story, the character that they most identify with, the shepherds. Why is that? Well, because they were ordinary people. They were everyday people. You know, we sing We Three Kings, but we're talking about these travelers that came to the manger, but later on, a couple of years later. So yes, they're part of our story, but the shepherds were there that time when Jesus was born. And although that Jesus was born in this way, you might think that Jesus would instead have been, his birth would have been announced to groups of kings and queens and wealthy people, people of prominence and influence and great sway. But yet, that's not how it was. And so the good news that we speak about at Christmas time is for all people from all walks of life. This is what was so beautiful to me on Wednesday evening, to see God's people come, all of God's children represented from various walks of life right here in our community. And what I find amazing about this story is that when God chose to announce his birth in this way, he didn't do it with all of that prominence of all these wonderful people. Even though he came for them too, he started at what we might say the bottom. It's truly good news. Right now, with war raging on in Ukraine and in Israel, Gaza, and rumors of war and unrest, politically and otherwise, all around our world, I would say that unlike the song that says love is all we need, I think we could all use peace in addition to that love. And this love was expressed by God through the offer of peace to all. But what happened? What happened was that sin entered into the world. In the Garden of Eden, in the fall of humanity, sin entered in. And we, therefore, from that time on, were born into a culture, a world of sin. And because of that, we were at odds. The Bible calls us enemies of God. Can you imagine? But without this message, without Jesus Christ, we, and because of sin, and that separates and divides us, we are therefore enemies of God. And we are in rebellion against his rule. But sin didn't stop with just us, but me or you. That sin continued on, and it continues on when we sin and are in conflict not only with God, but with one another. We're in conflict with God, we're in conflict with one another, and then it didn't stop there, but we are in conflict with our very souls, our very own hearts. We find that we're conflicted. This is why Jesus' birth was and is good news for all of us and for the world today. It's the ultimate answer to our brokenness, our ruined relationship with God, with other people, and with ourselves. It's the ultimate answer to that brokenness. In the New Testament, we read in the book of Colossians, Paul's letter there to the church, in chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. For God was pleased to have all his influence dwell in him, that's Jesus, and through Jesus to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God, and you were enemies of God in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now, Jesus has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy and in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. That's the gift of peace. That is why Jesus came, so that we could be brought back into proper and right relationship with God because of the sin that breaks us and that relationship that we have. To understand the peace that is ushered in at Christmas time, we must understand that not only is Jesus this sweet, cute little baby that was placed in a manger in swaddling cloths, but his life ended tragically and cruelly upon a cross where he was nailed by Roman soldiers. But it was all part of God's plan, and it was all part of why he came. And the only way that our sins could be atoned for, that we could have a remedy for the sin that divides us and separates us from God. And so Christ's sacrifice on that cross is what pays the penalty for our sins, yours and mine, and that of the whole world. It appeases God, not his anger toward us, but his anger toward our sin. You see, for God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to love the world and that the world would be saved. And so God had to act in his anger toward our sin and find a way to pay for it because he desires for us to be in relationship with him. That's why he came. He wanted to be close to us, to his people. But sin destroys and evil kills. And being reconciled to God is the only way that we can truly find peace. Jesus came to reconcile us unto his Father God. And you and I have an opportunity or a decision to be made whether or not we will accept this gift of peace through Jesus Christ and his shed blood on the cross, which pays that penalty. And he offers to us this power of peace as a free gift. Aren't free gifts the best? You know, when you call in a radio station and you win concert tickets, or you call into the radio station like my wife did several years ago, and we got our very first cellular phone. It came in a bag, and it plugged into your cigarette lighter. Remember those? Cars don't have those anymore. Praise the Lord. This is how Christ came to us. And because of the presence of God, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. God desires to make peace with us. He desires to help us to overcome our past mistakes. His desire is for us to overcome our personal struggles and the worries that we have in this world. He gives us the opportunity to be at peace with him, with others, and with ourselves through the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, who was God incarnate. If we would only recognize this free gift, this gift of grace that is offered to all. As we get closer to Christmas Day, and we move through this season of Advent, which we're reminded of so beautifully in the wreath and the candles burning, I think about a Christmas tree here that's so beautifully decorated. Thank you, Tony and Richard, who are not afraid of heights, going all the way up on a ladder to that very top of that tree. It's a beautiful reminder of us that Christ is the light of the world. And when we gather around our Christmas trees in our home, we're reminded of the warmth and the glow of the light of Christ, and that his presence just washes over us. I don't know if you're like me and in your house at night, you just turn all the lights off and sit in front of the Christmas tree in peace and solitude. I love it. It's why we leave our tree up past January. I'd leave it up a lot longer if I could. But we take it down. But it's also a reminder of another Advent. Christ came once as a baby, but he's coming back. He's coming back, and he says he's going to come back and restore the world as it was originally intended to be. Place of peace and right and justice. But that sin is still there in the world. And so people say, well, I don't believe in God. Why would this happen? Why? I had a young man tell me at the chili giveaway last month on the square, why does all this stuff happen if there's a God? And I explained to him how I felt about it and what the scriptures had to say. Jesus will come back. And when he does come back this time, everything will be restored to how it was in the Garden of Eden and how he made everything perfect, and he stood back and he said, it is good. One day, Jesus will return and he'll make all things right, and his peace will cover our past, will meet us in our present, and be our promise for the future. So what the world needs now, yeah, it's love, but what the world needs now is also peace. We need peace. People need peace with God. People need peace with others. People need peace with themselves. If you're here this morning and you're in search of this peace, I'm here to tell you that it can only truly come from Christ. And even in the midst of all the wars, all the political upheaval, all the personal struggles and fears that you have, you can still find peace in the midst of all of them. Because Christ came, because God came down at Christmas. And it is the expectation of God the Father that we be his messengers of peace, that we bring peace to the world as his representatives, that we bring peace to one another, and that we reach out to find peace through Jesus Christ. In fact, it was Jesus who, speaking in the midst of his most famous of all sermons, found in Matthew chapter 5, what's known as the Beatitudes, when he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." What are the children of God? Who are the children of God? It's those who make peace. It's those who promote peace and reflect the character of our God. That's why Jesus says in other places in Scripture, "You'll be known by your fruits." Why is that? Because you're reflecting the character of God. So yes, long ago in our biblical story, in the midst of the Christmas time in the holy city, in the little town of Bethlehem, the angel appeared to the shepherds, and a group, a heavenly host, a legion, an army of angels came praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on all to whom God's favor rests." And we know from the story that his favor can rest upon each and every one of us, and that we can be called children of God when we are willing to seek reconciliation with others, to fight for harmony in our world, that we can be recognized as his children. You and I can find peace at the heart of this Christmas if we really understand what it's all about. Because God desires to have a relationship with you, the God of the universe, who is all over the place, cares about you. And he desires for us to be in relationship with him, with ourselves, and with others. And that is the reason that Jesus came to earth. It reminds me of a classic Charles Schulz movie, Charlie Brown Christmas. Don't you love Charlie Brown? I do. I love Charlie Brown. But I also love Linus. If any one of those characters was going to be a preacher when he grew up, it's going to be Linus. I mean, this little guy can quote Luke chapter 2. I mean, the whole deal. Patty used to make her sixth grade students do that. I don't know how old was Linus, maybe 6, 8. I don't know what old the Peanuts characters were. But Charlie Brown was having trouble getting into the spirit of Christmas. And Linus looked at him and he observed, "Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem." And unfortunately, this is the outcome for many people in our world today, who believe Christmas is about other things besides hope, peace, joy, and love. This Christmas, may we be the people of God who embrace peace as his gift to us. May we embrace Jesus, this great gift that is given to us. And because we embrace that, may we truly find peace and our hearts be reconciled to God. May the peace of Christ be with you, your loved ones, and all the world this Christmas season and forever. Amen.